All right, Nate, alcoholic.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah. Hopefully this conference is going well for everybody else. We are winging and shooting from the hip on this, but I guess we'll just go ahead and go into my experience with kind of the topic that we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm from HIVIPAL, which is Happy Valley Young People and Alcoholics Anonymous. It is Utah County, a county down. With my experience with the topic, I got sober June 11th of 2009. When I finally got here, I was in a bit of trouble like we all are. I was on AP&P in three different counties, and they gave me the option to do a program called Drug Court. And at first I did not want to do that, but they told me I was going to go to prison. So I said, I do want to do that. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for those consequences today, because I don't know that I would have ever found these rooms and a higher power, but when I got here, I went to jail for 3 months, got out into treatment, and, in treatment is where this thing started shaping, because they told me in treatment that I had to work my first three steps. So the first one was easy, because my life was not going so well. I knew the way I was doing things didn't work out anymore. But when I got to that second one, I was raised in a religious family home, and I had a very deep resentment, and it could have just been that want to fight for what my family thought was right, and so in my early 20s, what I did with religion, because I did not want to go with the predominant religion, is I started studying some Eastern philosophies and things like that, just to try to find something that I could go, ha ha, you're wrong, here it is. But I never found that. I searched, I came to a point where I said there is nothing, because as I searched through those other things, it was a real turnoff for me that throughout those religions and the whole God thing, that everybody's like, no, this is what it is, you're wrong. And I was like, how can you tell somebody they're wrong about this? So that's kind of where the resentment against the word God started for me. And so I was stuck in the treatment, and they're saying, well, you got to do the second step. And I was going, well, I don't believe in God. God is just whatever it is for you, but I don't think there is one. So I started talking to a guy that was in there. He was one of the counselors. He had some time. He said, man, why are you so hung up on this? And I said, because I don't believe in it. I think these people are wrong, and I just don't think anything's out there. And so what he told me is, he said, man, it's the word. So change the word and just look at whatever you need to as, and see it as your friend. See it as that friend that no matter what you've done, is there for you and loving, forgiving, caring. I said, okay, maybe I can do that. So I started searching inside to find anything that could help me with that. And what I ended up turning to was, if you walk outside these doors and you look up there towards the west, it started with those mountains. That's where I started to find that spiritual side of my program, is that I knew when I'd go outside and I would go up in the mountains, that it gave me that feeling inside that everything's okay. So that's where I started with the higher power, is rivers and mountains and just the outdoors all together, And so at first I didn't think that would work, but I was willing to try. It helped me get through the treatment. And the best thing about treatment is they brought me to the rooms, and then I got here, I kicked around my feet for a while, and then at one point, they they said you should get a sponsor. So I ended up taking that suggestion, and when I got that sponsor, I said, well, we're going to do those steps. And I was like, ah, I don't want to. You know, but I did it. And he was like-minded like myself. You know, he didn't really have God in his life, but he had a higher power, you know, that worked for him. And so sticking around, I figured out that, you know, I could use those mountains and the rivers and to get through that spiritual side of my program. You know, so if you're anything like me and you got here and that word just turns you off, I'm sorry for saying it. For me, it's just higher power, but it's easier to say now. You know, it's like this morning, when I touched bases with that, and I went and sat and just stared at the sky, sat in the trees, listened to the birds, you know, and that is truly what a higher power is to me, and it's what brought the spiritual side of my program that I was lacking. You know, if you read in the chapter to the atheist, you know, that's what it says, is we need to have a spiritual experience or a spiritual awakening to help heal that, our alcoholism. You know, so for me, it just use what makes you feel good. You know, for I say the word God, it doesn't turn me off anymore. You know, but it's a way different meaning than anybody else. You know, it's something personal now. It's not to say I'm right, you're wrong. It's just easiest for me to say that way instead of saying, what's the mountains, it's the rivers, it's the trees, it's the birds. You know, so that's what's worked for me. You know, if you're struggling, go look outside, because that's a greater power than myself, you know, the mountains, the trees. An old timer told me when I got here, he said, kid, can you hurl a star through the sky? And I said, no. I said, well, that's greater than you, huh? Oh, yes, it is. So, that was kind of my experience when I got here, is, you know, I did not like religion, did not like God. You know, it's funny today that I pray, because I didn't do that stuff. I didn't try to meditate. You know, I tried to just do that stuff all on my own, and it didn't work out. So, yeah. I'm gonna let one of these gentlemen talk for a bit.
Thank you.